far away.
Well, hello from Texas. You, albeit virtually. I've been in the telecom industry and the computer and internet industry for about 40 years. I've tried as much as possible to focus on and preserve liberty and privacy. I tried to work within the industry to do that and ultimately realized that those in control have no interest in either. Let me start out with a couple of definitions. Autonomy privacy is an individual's ability to follow their free will, to act or not act without compulsion or force by third parties. Information privacy is the right and ability to control or limit the appropriation and information and use of information about you. It's also about the right to seek and obtain information of interest to you or that which you deem appropriate and necessary for you to exercise your autonomy, subject, of course, to others' own information privacy. Both are reaching end of life. Globalists think you have no right to information or autonomy privacy. We face techno-totalitarianism carried out by a seamless merger of corporation and state. Corporatism is being coordinated by Bilderberg, Atlantic Council, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, G30, the World Economic Forum, World Bank, International Monetary Fund. These and others are our would-be controllers, a group of elites that plan to completely control the lives of those they allow to exist. These folks do not have your best interests at heart, despite all their beguiling claims. They are not our betters. They want to track and trace and control every aspect of your life, what you do, what you perceive, how you feel, and what you think, what you read, what you say, what you buy, and how you buy it, where you go. These actors are intent on destroying individual liberty, privacy, and autonomy. You will just be a digital identity with a complete profile inside the matrix. They want to impose global government based on technological surveillance and control. We will all live in a digital prison, able to exercise our rights only by their lead. The scary part is the systems for all of this are already in place. They're just waiting for another emergency, probably of their own making, to rationalize the lockdown. This time, it will not end. Let me talk about just the communications infrastructure itself. All of these networks and all of the devices, from bottom to top, all of them have been exquisitely architected to identify, locate, and track users, then capture and store virtually all user-related information, whether it is in motion or whether it is at rest. Indeed, this infrastructure is already prepared for the next level, full control over virtually every aspect of our lives. Everything you go, everywhere you go, everything you do or even consider, every internet session, all your internet conversations being observed, captured, stored, analyzed, put in your profile and ready to be used. And it's not for your benefit, it's for theirs, it's for control. The wires and wireless carriers, all the way from the bottom at the radio wave level up to the applications and devices that users employ. It's all configured to facilitate locating and identifying people and then collecting their information. It's not just the internet and it's not just 5G. It's all things, the entire infrastructure, 5G, including its narrowband Internet of Things capabilities, Wi-Fi, low RAW for Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies, which I'll speak of in a minute, and surprisingly, even the fiber connection to your computer. People dislike wireless towers for good reason. And as noted, I was involved in a case about wireless health. But wireless access, radio access networks are just a physical layer or some of the many communications networks. Fiber is better for health and the environment, but it too can be intrusive. It's all the many different networks, the control points within them, then their interoperation and intercommunication, all driven by a set of data storage and algorithms that are intended to implement a digital prison. Let's start at the very bottom. There are techniques that use radio frequency, the basic energy that's sent out and supports carrier waves, to discern presence. The subject does not need to be connected or even have any kind of electronic device. This RF can be used to see you through a wall, for example, and by observing the way that the living body blocks or attenuates the signal in all three dimensions. These techniques follow you around your house through imaging, regardless of whether you've got a device on. But once you are connected to the network, the technology starts its identification and tracking. For the most part, it's about how your device interacts with the network and then the information residing within the network and the device. Each device has one or more unique identifiers. Your cell phone has an IMSI, it's International Mobile Subscriber Identity. Your Ethernet connection and your Wi-Fi connection and your Bluetooth connection and other near-field communications devices have a MAC address, Media Access Control. Your computer has a device ID. You have a username. All this can be put together and discerned from the outside. The device becomes your proxy. And in many ways, it is effectively you. And, or at least it will be until the globalists can impose universal digital ID, the ultimate mechanism that the World Economic Forum says will determine what products, services, and information we can access, or conversely, what is closed off to us. Deep packet inspection is a network level appliance. It examines packet header information and payload or content. It can identify all the content of your communications. It can, the network operator can then give handling instructions based on that content or the application being used. They can then invoke other appliances and functions like IP multimedia subsystems to decide whether to grant access, how to assign for prioritization, or to even deliver targeted advertising messages. The network operator can filter or block unacceptable content. It can stop unacceptable uses. It can allocate or deny resources, i.e. bandwidth or communications to other networks, based on these and other provider selected criteria. The functions within the core of the network extensively use purpose-built capabilities to allow, disallow, or other control what the user can do, including the resources that are made available. And as we all know today, you do not exist to the outside digital world if you have no or limited network resources. Information gained from the device's interaction with these networks can be used to infer many things about a user is doing and where the user is. It's all captured, stored, and used for many purposes by businesses for marketing and product discrimination, by the government for surveillance, others for malicious purposes like identity theft and blackmail. Your permissions regarding how you interact with the network of networks are all subject to control by others, corporations, or government. They can cancel you, effectively render you a digital non-person with the flip of a few switches that are already embedded in the network and the computing architecture. The 5G networks, for example, were designed specifically to intensively track and log every transaction. Yet service delivery also involves interconnection, interoperation, and traffic exchange with other networks. So for example, a Vodafone wireless user can talk to EE customers, send or receive text messages to or from O2 customers, and of course, use the internet to communicate with billions of other endpoints. There are usually two copies at least of every call, email, or text. Your search engine keeps records. When you type in the domain name for a website, your computer and your DNS provider log the query that resolves the name into an IP number. I would suspect that many of you in the audience have never flushed the DNS cache in your computer. If you look into that cache, it tells a story of every domain name you've ever connected with. The 5G network core, the computers and other facilities that manage connections and provide services on top of the connection. You know, 5G can work over wireline networks. It's just that the wire is a substitute for the radio frequency. But every communications platform does or will have soon robust data capture capability. Your cable company, all those who touch your communications, whether wireless or wired, can and are already employing tools to track it. They use this information to monetize your data. It's shared with other private parties. The government is directly connected to many network nodes, and it too gets a complete copy of every transaction and network event. They can directly access your device and read the data at rest. Simply put, everything digital that is connected to any network is subject to appropriation. They can access your microphone. They can access your camera. Alexa, Google Assistant, Cortana are always waiting a prompt to go in action. They're therefore listening to everything. That too is stored, analyzed, organized, and ready for use in different purposes. All of these platforms are now closing the final loop. Surveillance is everywhere, not just your smartphone, but your Ring, your Alexa, your refrigerator, your heating system, street cameras, including those used for ULEZ, and speed control, other sensory and telemetry devices. They're everywhere. They connect to a variety of networks, but they and the associated information store are all interconnected into a vast spy network. You were supposed to see a video about the Internet of Bodies. This concept describes connected devices that monitor the human body, collect physiological, biometric, or behavioral data, and exchange information over a wireless or hybrid network. These devices can be active or passive. Passive devices are like RFID chips. They don't have an antenna or battery. They're activated when hit with an RF field. They then chirp with an identity and possibly a small amount of information that's conveyed to the reader device. That too is then sent to your profile. Active devices do have antennas and batteries. They're like small computers. They can receive information and act on commands from outside sources. They can release medicine, sense and convey biological data, act as a brain-computer interface, and perform radio frequency or electrical stimulation or calming. At some point, they could even interpret brain waves and detect our innermost thoughts. The technology is here, but still evolving. I tend to believe those that are behind all this will ultimately decide that implants will be so widely opposed, except by the few who need it for essential medical reasons. So they're going to find other ways to accomplish the same ends remotely without having to use a tag or implant. That too is becoming possible. Some of the techniques are being built into future 5G upgrades, and they're being built into 6G, which is already being developed. Beamforming radios are already able to detect presence and do rudimentary identification. Scientists recently used an MRI to remotely read a subject's thoughts. What can we do? Every day we lose more freedom, and those losses will be hard to reclaim. But it's not too late. Say no. Resist. Do not passively accept or contribute to this kind of bond. Tell leaders you do not appreciate. I think we have stalled here.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Am I still transmitting?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
There we go.
Very good.
Let me back up. What can you do? Each day we lose more freedom, and those losses will be hard to reclaim, but it's not too late. Say no, Resist. Do not passively accept or contribute to this kind of bondage. Tell leaders you do not appreciate being treated like sheep to be shorn, then turned into microwave baked chops in the elite's banquet, while the rest of us eat bugs and live like serfs. Refuse any demand that you obtain a digital ID. Don't let them tag you like livestock. Demand access to the information in your profile. Insist that it be restricted, if not deleted. Better yet, object to its collection to begin with. By what right do they collect your information, your private information? Turn off permissions. Remove the Alexa and Ring. Use encryption. Don't carry a mobile phone everywhere. Cut the electronic tether. Reduce your digital footprint every way you can. Go outside, be with family. Get human interaction instead of digital. Get a life. Tyranny is always better organized than freedom. But there are more of us than there are of them. They are few and cannot carry this out without your cooperation or at least capitulation. Power is insolent, liberty is saucy, and they are seldom on good terms. Each of us must do what is necessary to preserve not just our own, but all others' basic endowed and innate rights. It is as simple as just exercising self-determination. They cannot take what you do not use. Thank you.